Members of Congress are allowed to bring a guest to the State of the Union. Tonight, Albany area Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat, will bring a guest to point out the need for immediate government action on the opioid epidemic.
One that surpasses the HIV crisis of the 90s and one that is on par with deaths that come by gunshot and auto accidents combined. So, you know, we have made this a major goal during my tenure in Congress, and in the last week we have showcased a number of situations with the recovery community and those looking to, you know, fight back this illness of substance use disorder. And I'm hoping, again, that it's a well-thought-out plan and one that will be implemented and executed to the max. What we have here is rhetoric from last year's presentation before the joint session of Congress. And in those comments a year ago, the president said that there would be a commission. They appointed a commission. They declared an emergency. And then none of the recommendations of the commission none of those recommendations was heeded. And they did, however, declare the emergency declaration. So that didn't seem to be enough because the president also proposed cutting the Office of National Drug Control Policy by 95%, and then there was the embarrassment of appointing someone to head that effort who was 24 years old and had as experience serving as a campaigner on the Trump presidential campaign. So this effort to fight this epidemic requires substance, policy, commitment, resources, and a genuine concern and reaching to those who have the experience and expertise to lead. And we didn't see that over the last year, and I'm hoping that it will change, beginning with tonight's declaration of fighting this those who are looking to address their disease.
Who is your guest tonight?
Our guest is Brendan Norton, who is, part of the recovery services community, where he works with individuals and families. And Brendan will be sitting in the gallery. We each get to bring a single guest. And because he is a face of those, he can stand for a very eclectic audience of those who are looking to achieve recovery or in the midst of recovery, people who of all backgrounds and various bits of our community who are a very eclectic group. They bond over this effort of recovery, but their life paths may and journeys may be tremendously different from one another. And, as I've said so many times, this epidemic knows no boundaries. We need a strong plan. The emergency declaration that the president offered came with few or no new resources. So we must do much better than that. And the investment here needs to be a wise investment so that the taxpayer can help with the recovery efforts and where there isn't recidivism and there is a full addressing of what is one of the toughest crises, health crises, the country has known.
Congressman Paul Tonko is an Albany area Democrat. You can hear the State of the Union tonight at 9 o'clock on WAMC.